If they've got a pulse, they don't have a chance. Listen to Dunham and Miller, mornings at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sturm und Drang will be at Layer 10 Sales tomorrow from noon until 3. That's at Airport Freeway at Carson Street in Haltom City. You can register to win ticket T-shirts and Rough Riders tickets and check out Layer 10 Sales' huge selection of affordable laptop computers. All right, it is time now for the return of a very, very prominent local disc jockey. The local disc jockey known as Burrito Jimmy is back with us. Now, probably a little bit of setup is needed since Burrito Jimmy is not an everyday staple on this thing. Has it been a year?
It's been a year since the Mavericks playoffs last year.
Wow.
Yeah. He only shows up during playoff time.
Pretty much, yeah. Too bad the playoffs are over.
Now, Burrito Jimmy, for as far as his infrequency goes, that's probably a good thing because he drives some people crazy. Some people hate this bit.
I know. It's either love it or hate it, you know? But there's no way we're going to get to it, Danny. But anyway.
Not this segment?
There is no way. It's 8.5 minutes, man.
We'll start it now. Here it is. Burrito Jimmy.
No.
What?
All right, so Burrito Jimmy started.
That's not good radio.
I just don't want to sit through a 12-minute Corby setup.
Why not?
It's been a year, Danny.
Well, I remember it just fine like it was yesterday.
Well, I know, but we get a lot of new listeners around here, and they don't know what the hell's going on.
That's okay.
You know what? They need to figure it out on their own a little bit quicker.
We can run sheet. We can push everything back.
Yeah.
It'll work out perfect.
It's a big deal. Chill out, man. So it started 4 or 5 years ago. He's a fake DJ who prank calls other media members concerning their team's, when they're playing the Mavericks or the Stars in the playoffs. So we'll get riders.
He's patterned after the great Banana Joe.
Yeah. Burrito Jimmy was a ripoff of Banana Joe, who was the old K-Love DJ. So,
And all you're trying to do, I mean, this is a prank, but really all you're trying to do is get some kind of reaction.
Yeah, I just want him, really what you want is for the guy to hang up.
Which we've had done before.
Which happened with Bill Schoenig last year, the Spurs play-by-play guy.
The guy in New York didn't take well to Burrito Jimmy.
No, he didn't. No, he got mad at him.
Some people try to fight through it and just...
Yeah.
However, the guy in Minnesota did.
He did? I don't remember that.
Paul, wasn't he a victim of Burrito Jimmy? Paul Allen?
Yeah.
The guy that did the Vikings guy?
Yeah. So his crew, Burrito Jimmy is just this real over-the-top DJ, and his crew consists of 4 people. Jive Talking Stu, who is really an unintelligible black guy who just kind of speaks in run-on sentences and real fast to the point where you can't understand him at all.
He sounds like Leon.
Yeah, it's Leon. Sammy the Spelunker, who has a horrible lisp.
But is pretty knowledgeable about sports.
Yes, he loves sports. He loves
sports. And he got a bad speech impediment.
By the way, so does Jive Talking Stu. He's really the sports nut on the show. And Mushmouth Tom.
Oh, no.
He's the guy that ruins
back.
The bit.
No.
He ruins the bit.
No.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. He, let's just say that he takes the short bus to school. And you really can't understand him. You have to understand, though, Grego, that's the point of it. You think he ruins it because you can't understand him. That's what we want. We want the guy to be like, what the hell is this? That's the point. If it's annoying, then that's good. Because you want this to be so over the top and so ridiculous that the guy's like, what is going on?
But there comes a point where it's so ridiculous and so over the top that it's just not funny.
Okay. Well,
what about Whistling Pete? Is he back?
No, he's not.
Okay, see, that's too many.
That's too much.
How about the professor? Is he in on this?
The professor is
in. Excellent. Well, then it's all worthwhile.
Now, the professor, if you don't like Mushmouth Tom, you'll like his handler, the professor. Because Mushmouth is always in a cage. And the professor is there. He's kind of his wrangler. He makes sure that he's sedated when he needs to be. Or... You know, he just kind of takes care of it.
All right, so now what do? You call members of the media in other cities like,
yeah.
where the Mavericks are playing the playoffs.
I'll tell you what like, happened this last time, like Sacramento.
Right.
Okay, so I called Sacramento, and I actually got the play-by-play guy of the Kings to come on.
You basically lie.
I lie. I say, hey, our little sister, I tell him my name, that I'm from the ticket, and everybody knows what the ticket is. But I tell them this isn't for the ticket. It's for our little sister rock station. And they just want to talk to someone for a couple of minutes about the series, about the game or whatever. And normally people are fairly accommodating. So
Do you use the bone?
Yeah, I use the bone.
Oh, they hate it when you do that.
I know. So the play-by-play guy for the Kings, he was like, oh, I don't know if I have time. And then I go, well, and I don't know why I said this. I go, well, Mark Folliwell, do you know him, the Mavericks play-by-play guy? And he's like, yeah. I go, well, he really recommended you for this.
Oh, good gosh. I hope Mark's on vacation not listening.
Oh, my.
So you've really lied your ass off.
So Gordon and I are sitting next to each other, and Gordon goes, why did you just do that? And I was thinking about it. I was like, man, I can't do that. So I called him back like 5 minutes later, and I go, man, we have a Cowboys press conference scheduled for when we're going to have you on.
You lied again.
Yes, I did, Greg, and I'm not proud of it, but I felt bad. So we ditched him.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was a matter of trying to get another guy on, which we did fairly quickly. We got a writer on from somewhere out there. And he was ready to. He's like, oh, yeah,
Sacramento
sure.
Bee?
No, it was something else. You'll hear it in a bit. I already forgot his name. But it's. Before we play it, too, we tried to pull a new gag. I thought it'd be funny to play a return song, a cut coming back. From a certain artist, and then act like that guy. We were playing it because he had died. So we wanted the guy to be like, oh my God, this guy died? But that really didn't work out like we planned either. But that's it. That's all the setup you need.
All right, so armed with that setup, armed with that information, and against that backdrop, we will hear the fine work of Burrito Jimmy.
And you shan't be disappointed either.
Next.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Don't forget, we're going to be at Champs in Addison this Wednesday. It's Cinco de Mayo, and our big Cinco de Mayo day is going to be spent there. Champs and Addison from 3 until 7. We're there with the presentation. So come join us for big fun and yucks at Cinco de Mayo.
Always a lot of good-looking girls there.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
On Beltline, a little bit to the west of the tollway. All right. So now that we know what Burrito Jimmy is all about,
mm-hmm.
Got anything further for us?
No, just remember that this actually didn't happen, what we do at the beginning of this bit. We just tried to make this guy believe that this guy had actually died. But didn't really work.
Wow. All right, let's listen to Burrito Jimmy.
Welcome back, everybody. It's 11:45 here on 93.3 The Ball. Burrito Jimmy and crew, everybody's here today. Okay.
Glad to be here.
Okay. Unfortunately, we had some bad news today and the passing of Rod Stewart at the age of 57. So we're all saddened by that, and we'll continue to hold a good thought for everybody in his world, I guess, is what we're trying to say. Anyway, the news of the day is the Dallas Mavericks, and they're out of the playoffs. They played the Kings last night. And to talk about the game last night is Rick Brewer. He's a writer for the Stockton Record. Yay! Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. A little early for us. You know, got home about 1, so got about 5 hours sleep with my 4-year-old waking me up. But we're all right, I guess.
That's a funny joke.
Were you partying?
Well, no, not necessarily. I think the Kings were, but we had to get the job done first.
I hear you. Now, Are the Kings, I mean, they have to be happy with the way they played last night. Do you see this team as a team that can contend later on here?
Well, I think they have a chance, certainly, but, you know, there's obviously quite a few very good teams remaining. I think if Minnesota wins tonight, then they'll play Minnesota in the second round.
Uh-huh.
And then the winner of that has to play either the Lakers or the Spurs. And
uh-huh.
I think everybody right now would think San Antonio. And that may be hard to hear in Dallas, but San Antonio is probably playing the best of anybody right now.
What's the deal with my little brother and Mark Cuban? Is there something going on between the two? Why don't no black players in the NBA?
Yeah, I don't know. Those guys seem to go all over the planet to find players, you know, whether it be for, you know, Europe, Lithuania, all the different places. But,
why are there no black owners in the NBA?
Guys to hang around with,
yeah, listen, Rick, why are there no black owners in the NBA?
Well, there's one now. The new owner of the Charlotte Bobcats is a guy named Bob Johnson, who owns the Black Entertainment Television Network, and he is going to be the first black owner in the NBA.
Yeah, but
their team comes in next season.
I read an article with you basically accusing him of stealing that team.
Yeah. Well, the other group that wanted that team was headed up by Larry Bird, and I think a lot of people thought
that he's white.
Long association with the with the NBA, he might have gotten that, but
Sammy, would you like to ask a question?
Well, Rick, turning back to the Sacramento Kings, first of all, I've watched the Kings all this year, and I don't know about you, but I really miss keto turkey glue. Do you miss keto turkey glue on the Kings?
Yeah, very much so. Not only was he a good player, but a good guy, and actually a good friend of mine, and I think he had
a good friend. Whoa.
That's all I hear.
Wait, what? You're a good friend of keto turkey glue?
Well, I'd like to think so. Yeah, we had some good conversations, good times. A good young guy, and I liked him. I like him a lot.
Hey, is Mike Bibby, is he white? And if not, or if so, how do you know? And why, if not?
I don't know. I think he's mixed. I think there's a couple of guys on the Kings that are a little mixed breed there, and but I can't. I don't know for sure. I don't have their passports.
You're talking about breeds like they're animals, right?
What about Vlade Divac? Does he really smell as bad as we imagine him to smell?
Well, it depends on how many cigarettes he's had, between timeouts and after the game. So, it depends. If you catch him at the right time and you're on the downhill side of him,
Hang on, Mushmouth. Would you like to ask Rick a question? Now, you behave, okay? You behave. Go ahead.
Wait.
Yes.
I love you so much. Will you please love me?
I'll do my best. My absolute best.
Will you?
Rick, just say you love him.
I love you.
Can we get a bit of the mail back here?
Go
ahead. Can we get a bit of that? Hey, Rick, does this team have a shot to win it all? And if not, are the maroon races?
I don't know if they have it to win it all this year. I didn't pick them to beat Dallas. I'm kind of surprised they did.
But out of Maloof's Rangers.
I'm sorry?
Out of Maloof's Rangers.
I don't know. I think the Maloof's, they want to win pretty bad.
What? Well, there's not a lot of black guys on the team.
Not as many. That's right. I think at some point yesterday there were, I think, five white guys on the Kings. Yeah, it's not easy to win without black talent in the NBA.
I love you.
Thank you.
Why don't you love me?
I do.
Why don't you love me? You love me all the way through the tank?
All the way.
I want to come for you because I love you so much. Would you like to hear my poem?
Rick, would you like to hear his poem?
He really needs to get this poem
absolutely.
Off his chest.
Please.
When I killed the rabbit, it screamed so loud. The blood came out. I was so proud. Now I kill you. I kill you hard. You hear me? I kill you.
Rick?
That's good stuff. E.E. Cummings has, you know, has
You're
some worry,
what?
I think.
Rick,
who's coming?
E.E.
Seriously, Rick, does Sacramento see themselves as serious players as we head on to this postseason? Are they snake bit in the second season? They can't seem to get to the
Shut
finals.
Up, Mushmouth. Shut up.
Me talking. Does someone know he's in
Shut up,
phone?
Mushmouth. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think they think that they can win it all. I mean, they, you know, they think they can. I don't think they can, but, you know, 2 years ago, I think it was the best chance,
sit down.
And they didn't do it.
Mushmouth, no! Mushmouth, get your cage! Mushmouth, get your cage! Professor, do something, Professor! Professor, do something!
Mushmouth, I knew this day would come. Stand back, burrito! Down, Mushmouth, down!
Okay, come on. Stay in your cage. Shut up. Calm down. Stop shooting. Stop shooting him. Stop shooting him.
Watch out Stop for the shooting. Anal leakage. He's leaking now.
No more shooting. God. Good Lord. Okay, Rick, we appreciate the time.
I'm sorry, Burrito. I had to do it.
That's okay, Professor. We had to contain him. He's slow. Now, Rick, would you like to make a prediction on how far the Kings will go?
I think that they're probably going
Shut
to
up.
The next round.
Stop shooting him! Stop shooting him! Stop shooting him!
It's tough love, Mushmouth. Get used to it.
Okay, Rick. We'll see you later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Not funny.
Oh, Shut my up. God, that's hilarious.
Not funny. One funny line. Stand back, Burrito.
God, I'll tell you what it is. It's exhausting.
Yeah. It's hard to listen to.
Can you imagine being on the other end of that, though? Being the guy who's just like, fighting through that?
Yeah.
That guy was a trooper, man, fighting through that.
What? Man, after that, all you want to do is go to bed.
I want to get that guy on tomorrow and talk to him and ask him what was going through his mind.
You should have seen how chaotic it was in there in the end when everyone's screaming and we're shooting lasers at each other.
It had to be done.
What?
Who runs the board during that?
Me.
Anybody? You?
Yeah.
So you're just hitting lasers?
Yeah.
I thought Mickey was going to pop in with some Cowboys points, keys to the game.
Gosh. All right, there's Burrito man. Jimmy for this year, I guess.
He's been reduced to once a year.
Tell you what, if we hear him again this year, things are going to be really good.
Boy, they sure
oh, yeah,
are.
Yeah, that's true.
They're going to be really good if we hear him again this year.
All right, Sopranos talk is next here on The Ticket.